Pros for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
With us today is an internationally renowned holistic physician. His accolades include a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Biology, Doctor of Chiropractic Medicine, Master of Chinese Energetic Medicine, and acupuncture. Here to share tips on staying stress-free and healthy during the holidays, welcome author of The Heart of the Matter, Dr. Darren Weissman. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, Doc. You know, the holidays, they're a time for celebration, but also a time for stress. And with the end of the year, work deadlines, shopping, wrapping parties, traffic, traveling, yada, yada. I'm getting stressed just saying it. How do we deal with all the holiday hoopla and
you
do
know,
it stress-free?
What's really cool is we set the stage right in our first conversation. And just, you know, especially during the holidays where we are around the greatest triggers of the subconscious mind ever, and that is our families. Our families hold the greatest potential to trigger these old memories that are held in our subconscious mind.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, so it is. This is the time where people get triggered, but this is actually, just so we know, these are the gifts in strange wrapping paper. Yeah, we might exchange gifts during the holidays, but when we're feeling stressed, when we're feeling emotional or physical pain, that's a gift in strange wrapping paper. That is a gift that we'll keep on giving until we wake up to certain just concepts of recognizing, first and foremost, would I ever choose to have the holidays be stressful? Like, hey, David, let me just ask you, you know, with all the deadlines, family, different things that are going on, if you were given the choice to have the holidays be stressful, would you choose it?
No.
The answer is actually hell no. Nobody chooses it, right? But it happens,
yeah.
And it happens to all of us. We get triggered. So when you are finding yourself, first and foremost, in this reactive state of frustration, overwhelm, fear, anxiety, whatever it might be, that is the sign of a subconscious pattern. What isn't an action is a reaction, and the reaction is subconscious. So the first thing you got to do is you got to connect to your own heart. And inside your heart knows what you desire. So the first step is, who do you choose to be during the holidays? So you just recognizing, David, that you wouldn't choose to be stressed, and as you were just even talking about it, you were. Who do you choose to be in the holidays, David?
Who do I choose to be?
Yeah, do you choose to be the stressed David, or who do you choose to be?
I choose to be the stress-free, happy David.
Mm-hmm. And here's the first rule. Always, when you want to create a new reality, the key is you got to focus where you're going, rather than what you want to go away from. And so everybody wants to be stress-free. Nobody would have chosen the stress in the first place. It just happens. It gets triggered. So you wouldn't have chosen the stress. So choosing to be stress-free is like running away from your shadow. It will last maybe for a second, but it won't give you sustainable change.
Right.
So you know you wouldn't choose to feel stressed, but the key is, you know, being stress-free is just about getting free from stress. It's about getting away. That would be a fear-based intention, and you want to make a
right.
Love.
So what you so what you're saying is you need to put tape over that rearview mirror and just keep focusing forward, because in that rearview mirror during the holidays you see your family and you see how they said you're not going to mount anything or whatever, these little memories of you, and you know you're stupid and I can't believe you married that lady, I can't believe, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's these memories and maybe the stressors of over the years. You've got to focus forward.
You got it. I love that analogy. Put the tape of the rearview mirrors and focus where you're going. And then once you know where you're going, the key thing about the subconscious mind is it's going to follow. It's like a good dog. It can be trained. It's the programmed mind. It's also known as the programmed mind. So you can program it. And so the key is, you know, if you're choosing, let's say I'm choosing to be grateful for the holiday. I'm choosing to be the grateful Darren. Now I make my intention as if I'm already there. And what I'm doing is I'm coming up with a holiday affirmation. If I was already there, I could say, I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. And now that becomes a running mantra. It becomes a running affirmation. It could be a mirror exercise that in the morning you wake up or in the evening you go to bed, I am grateful for the holidays, right? And you just go into that state. And then another thing is, really focusing, I chose grateful just for the sake of it, but using gratitude as real medicine. And focus on what you're grateful for in the holidays. Focus on what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a patient who dreaded the holidays because the parents were coming and they were abusive to him, and he's got kids now that he loves, and he always thinks about, you know, the past, and he's not ready. And I said, you know something? Love your parents because they made you. Praise them for creating you, because of that you have lovely kids and a family. And he says, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
And I think something like that really is going to make his Christmas. He's going to look at his parents a little different and get rid of those past stressors that we talked about.
You know, and it's a beginning step. It's a conscious step. The neat thing about it, David, is that 2 to 10% of our mind is conscious, 90 to 98% is subconscious. So when we say, all right, I'm going to be grateful, that's fine. But all of a sudden, your brother looks at you in a certain way. Mom says something with a certain inflection in her voice. You know, all of a sudden that stupid part of ourselves starts to grow, feeling insecure. You know, it's so until we actually get our subconscious mind on board, the reactive patterns stay in motion. But having conscious tools and focusing on intention, putting that tape on the mirror, focusing where I'm going, not what I want to get rid of,
right.
You know, now we actually can start to combine the best of both the conscious and subconscious world to create a real lasting change.
That's great. For those last-minute shoppers on the verge of having a heart attack from the stress, what advice do you have besides going to your website and ordering your book?
You know what? It's okay. Just give yourself permission to feel stress. Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and know, and even just say to this, it's not that big. It's not that big. This
short
is not
term, short
that
term.
Big. Yeah, this is short term. This is not that big. Like getting overwhelmed. If I'm catching myself getting overwhelmed, this is not that big. There are bigger things in the world that, you know, have reason to be stressed about. This is not that big, especially when it comes to buying presents, because the real essence of the holidays is about making heart-to-heart connections and really, you know, giving and receiving love in a beautiful, conscious way. So, you know, have fun.
Well said.
And just really go for it. Spread the love.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know what? It's like you said, the stress is short-term. And, you know, you'll get through it. We always do. You think back to the most stressful time you had in your life, you got over it.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Yeah,
you know, every hurricane brings sunshine after the worst part of the storm.
Without a doubt. And we know that, you know, when we buy into those stressful things and we start, you know, really believing those limiting negative thoughts, that it only perpetuates the stress and prolongs the agony. And as soon as you start to shift it and then can utilize tools, you know, to process your emotion, such as, you know, what I teach in the Heart of the Matter are different things, then it really becomes something that becomes a practice throughout the entire year of 2014 and beyond.
Right, and I love your energy. I mean, you could just see that you exude what you preach. I love that, and what you talk about, you walk about. And
yeah.
That's why it was, you know, that's why it's great to have you on the show, because, you know, if you were real well, you gotta just, you know, you don't walk the talk. And I've had people that are motivational speakers that they're very unmotivating.
yeah, you know, and we
like,
we all can appreciate that life is challenging for each and every one of us. It's an interesting time to be alive. But I'll tell you something, you know, from everything that you look at as your crap in your life, that's the fertilizer for growth. And discovering tools and strategies to shift that stress into growth, it's really worth your while to be motivated and, you know, to learn how to do things that influence you and the people around you in a positive way.
Excellent. Excellent information, Dr. Weissman. Thank you so much. And, you know, stress can play such havoc, both physically and physiologically, on your body, both mentally. So at this time of the year, don't let it get to you. As Dr. Weissman and Dr. David Friedman said, you know what? It's not that big a deal. There are bigger stressors in life. Don't let it stress you out at this time of the year. Take a deep breath. Meditate. Close your eyes. Get some exercise. Eat some healthy foods. Be sure and drink your water. Have a cup of tea. All those things work. Thank you so much, Dr. Weissman. I'm sure you've decompressed a lot of our listeners' stress levels. And for more information on Dr. Weissman, his latest book, The Heart of the Matter, visit drdarrenweissman.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. You're listening to Your Good Health Radio. Stay tuned and stay well.